Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg's Paige Smith. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is taking Walmart and one of its financial tech partners to court for allegedly forcing those in Walmart's Spark Driver program to use costly deposit accounts in order to get paid. Now, this suit claims the retailer deceived its delivery drivers by telling them they could instantly access their money, but when it came down to it, they ran into trouble. So, Paige, break this down for us. What exactly is this program all about? Why were the drivers forced to use Branch Messenger?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So, like you said, this specific lawsuit brought by the sort of top consumer protection agency in the federal government is really focused on Walmart's Spark delivery service that launched in 2018. And it basically, you know, relies on third-party drivers to kind of get those last-leg deliveries to customers' homes. And in order to get paid, the lawsuit claims that Walmart and its fintech partner, as you said, that company is called Branch, essentially required the delivery drivers sign up for Branch and to sign up for deposit accounts to be paid. That was the only way that they could be paid, according to the lawsuit. Now, just to be fair, you know, Branch Messenger spokesperson said they strongly disagree with the lawsuit, as did a representative for Walmart, saying that it was riddled with factual errors and that the CFPB actually didn't allow Walmart a fair opportunity to present its case during the what they called a rushed investigation. But the lawsuit was filed in federal court in Minnesota.
Piece this together for us. Why were the drivers forced to use Branch Messenger? Is that what Walmart said? If you want to get paid, you have to use this?
That's what the CFPB claims in their lawsuit. And that was one of the claims. There were a bevy of other claims, including promises, as you said, about instant pay and essentially unfair representations of what was actually happening, according to the lawsuit. But this looks like a lawsuit that will be hotly contested by Walmart and Branch. And just to be clear, you know, those are two independent companies. Walmart is Walmart, and Branch is a financial technology company that actually works with a bank to provide these accounts, because Branch itself can't actually provide the accounts. But that's what the gist of the lawsuit is today.
Well, Paige, I wonder, did some of these drivers ever get their money?
That's a great question. I'm not sure if the lawsuit goes into that level of detail, but I can say, in terms of actions coming out of the CFPB, which is the Washington, D.C. based, you know, federal agency, it's been a busy time for this consumer protection entity. I mean, they have recently sued, as recently as last Friday, actually, three of the country's largest banks, including Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and JP Morgan, over their handling of Zelle fraud. They've also been on sort of a spree of finalizing rules, and one can opine that this is ahead of the inauguration that's coming up in January, but it's just been a busy time for enforcement actions of financial services companies. It's been a busy time for the agency.
Okay, so where do we stand in the legal process right now? Has it gone to court yet, and when might that happen?
This is very, very early stages. A complaint has been filed, but beyond that and beyond, you know, comments in the press, we haven't, the proceedings haven't gone any further than that at this point. So quite early stages for sure, but, you know, it's a federal agency filing one of the, if not the most prominent retailers in the world. So it's a big deal.
All right, Paige, thank you. That's Paige Smith at Bloomberg. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.